Hello, humanity! Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting here from beautiful, sunny, amazing Auroville in southern India. And on today's show, we are going to love, laugh, and live around the world in 80 days. Or is it 280 days or more? You know what? It's actually been 460 days since I was last with my husband, Hamish. We are in lockdown again in India. He is on an island in Canada. We're still only a flight away. Borders are closed. No flights, direct flights between Canada and India. And we have been apart 1 year, 3 months, 9 days, and 4 hours. But it has been laughter, humor, play, and Zoom that has kept us going. It's been the ability to say yes and explore possibilities, possibilities for life and to honor myself and for him to honor himself and where he is at. As Rabindranath Tagore once said, if I can't make it through one door, I'll go through another door, or I'll make a door. Something terrific will come, no matter how dark the present. I'm going to repeat that because I love it so much. If I can't make it through one door, I'll go through another door, or I'll make a door. Something terrific will come, no matter how dark the present. And oh my goodness, I have made so many doors and Hamish has made so many doors from across the universe. And I invite you to create your door, whether it's through music, through storytelling, through laughter, through dance, through riding in the forest. Say yes. Say yes to life. You know, I choose to say yes to life and all that it has to offer. And it's really important not just to read about it and to intellectualize about it and, you know, to have conversations about it. I mean, that's great too, but to actually live it, to remember that joy, to remember those feelings. And as you're remembering those feelings, what are you doing? You're recreating all of that in every cell in your body, in the DNA of who you actually are. So whether it's in your mind or in reality, I personally ride my e-cycle through the forest, or I go to the beach and I go for a swim. And obviously I'm with my husband quite a bit, but I do take my own time as well. So today I would love to share a poem from Hamish's book that he did in a subsequent solo show that he has performed all over. And this is it. It's called Yes. Yes is a powerful utterance. It melts ice and hearts. It blossoms butterflies, flowers, flowers, streams, streams, and suns, suns. It flexifies all possibilities, opening arms and hands and throats to sing all wholesome yes songs. It mediates all intractable positions so we can move and leap and fly from here to there to every yes. It is the morning star that can be heard from afar. It is the yes of all yeses beyond form or space or time or timeless yes. When I sit and say yes, when I stand and say yes, when I sleep and wake and say yes, it's indiscriminate, generouser yes. I dwell, I move, I laugh, I even cry in yes. Such blessed yes. And so today, As I go out in this world, this beautiful world, I create my own yes wherever I go, and I invite you to create your yes to everything that's happening. You are the center of your universe. Yes. And on that note, let's laugh our way out. And as we're in lockdown, I'm recording this at my home, so you might hear the fan, you might hear the neighbors, but I am here with you. So we will laugh this out to celebrate, yes, with the whole world, to heal ourselves. And we'll laugh. One, two, three.
This is Oroville Radio.